Live from the penthouse, 300 floor, overlooking Atlantic Station, it's the Sports Roundtable.
Nigga, they meant the two-piece around me is Popeye.
You go back and you just watch that. He's not the most eloquent person you ever met.
Y'all already know, Team Peyton Manning all day. Go Broncos. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, we Memphis boys step out by ourselves.
20 years ago, we had Johnny Cash, Bob Hope, and Steve Jobs. Today, we have no Cash, no Hope, and no Jobs.
You're now listening to the Sports Roundtable.
What up, what up, what up? It's the Sports Roundtable, live from the penthouse, 300th floor, overlooking Atlantic Station. It's the SRT crew, episode number 29. Thanks for tuning in with the crew as we go live on a Wednesday night, as always. Welcome back, Mr. Hancock, and we got the rest of the crew with us, baby. To my right, got Mr. Bama in the house. D. Weird, what up?
Yes, sir. What's happening?
And back from vacation, doing the granddad, dad, and grandson Hall of Fame doing their thing. Sports superhero, Mr. Hancock. Welcome back, baby. What's happening?
What's up, big ho? What's up, crew?
What's going on?
What up?
Good dad, you're back, Ken Folk.
Appreciate you.
And of course, fresh off the cruise, got the Jewel of Sports in the house.
What up, big ho? The Jewel of Sports is in the building.
Absolutely. And of course, I got my main man doing this thing, upcoming show, Slick Money Show. My main man, Mr. Slick Money.
What up, big ho, bankhead legend? Let me get it for the girls. Get it to all my fellas at Emory. I know y'all get paid this week or next week.
Friday.
This coming Friday?
Yes, sir.
Now, who's the fella that asked about me?
David Boutte.
David Boutte, let me get it for the girls. Get it. Because I know you're going to give it to them Friday, boy. If you plan on getting something, you got to give something. And they're right, Tiff.
That's right.
That's right. Good to see you, everybody.
All right.
Me too.
All right, all right. Episode 29. I'm the host, Mr. HM3, Big O from Bankhead. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 29, episode 28, milestone episode last week. Did great. We had a lot of fun. We got a little loose. my little buddy dog and all that. But we got to reel it back in this week because we got some Final Four picks that we got to do. We also got to talk about Mr. Phil Jackson, the Phil Jackson effect, and Tiger Woods. We're going to talk about that. Also, the word on the street, of course, from the Jewel of Sports. And we're going to go into the mind of Slick Money as we're going to talk about long-distance relationships. I guess that's a preview of your upcoming show, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we do have an email bag also. And we got also, I wonder what would have happened if. We got a whole bunch of those. So stay tuned for all that. That's the lineup for the show tonight. And we're going to kick it off by having the Jewel of Sports tell us about her vacation.
Yay.
Hank, shout out to Tory Banks hanging out with my main girl trying to learn about some sports.
TB.
Yeah, shout out to Tory.
It's TB, right?
Yeah, you can call her TB.
TB, you are so beautiful. I hope you get an opportunity to check the show out, the podcast. They showed me some pictures of you. Shit, Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson ain't got none of that girl, that boy. Tell TB I want to see her in a bathing suit.
Oh.
I'll pay for that, seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously, let her know. I know you got her phone number. Text her and say, Slick Money were willing to pay to see you in a bathing suit.
Okay. I sure will.
And I ain't talking about a one piece either.
Go ahead, Tim. What you got for us on the trip, baby? Let us know where you went, baby.
I went on a cruise, the Carnival Victory, and we went to Key West, Florida, and Cozumel, Mexico. And it was pretty cool. The cruise life isn't for me because, you know, it's too many rules and regulations, and it was just too many people. I don't like being around that many people at one time. Like, every time I wanted to go get something to eat, I was standing in long lines, and it was a little bit too much. I had my fun off the boat. So, yeah, I got burnt up by the sun.
Yeah, you look a little toasty.
Yeah.
A little toasty.
Lobster.
Had one too many drinks and just kind of, you know, laid out a little bit too long.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was a good time, though.
I wonder if there are any Walmart dudes is on that trip.
I wonder. I should have made an announcement and asked.
I think the Waltons knew you was on that cruise.
They probably were on there.
Yeah. They told none of their employees to follow you.
Yeah.
They probably on the boat.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, as you can see, I'm catching like a cold. So yeah, it's just been all bad since I've been back.
Well, welcome back. Thanks for getting back safely because, you know, you would have been missed.
For
obviously.
Sure.
So welcome back and thanks for getting back safely. And get well soon because it look like some rum is still going around.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to get to the news and the notes on this wonderful Wednesday night. Guess who is the president of basketball in New York now? It's the Phil Jackson. $12 million a year, 5 years, $60 million. For him to just make decisions.
That's just perfect. Just I love
make,
Phil.
Just make decisions. I mean, that's basically what they're doing. We'll get more into that in the open discussion roundtable. The Falcons sign. Is it Javier?
Bama.
D-Wiz is. Hey, D-Wiz wants season tickets now.
Oh, yeah. I'm a holder, baby. We got Julio and Javier.
So this is the deal with Arenas. The Falcons signed him as a nickelback that could return punts and kicks, but Devin Hester is still in town to see if they can work out a deal. He's asking for $3 to $4 million. I just absolutely don't see him getting $3 or $4 million just to return kicks or punts. At the age of how old is he?
He'll be 32 this season.
32. I'm not going to be able to do it. We'll do a million and a half and some incentives, and that's about it for me, for Devin Hester. So,
I agree with that.
Yeah. So, Devin Hester, good luck. I know Slick hollering about his canes, but he'll over the hill right now.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah, he hadn't scored a touchdown in 2 years.
Two
right?
years.
Yeah, that's
make it three.
Colts owner Ursay gets arrested. Possession, drunk driving. I mean, we can stop the music for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. He struggled with the abuse of painkillers since around 2002.
Yeah, you got some of that in your word. Yeah. Street, right? Uh-huh. Okay. Hancock, what's going on with, I mean, what do you think when your owner gets arrested?
This is what tripped me out, was that the Colts organization said, we stand behind him. He is the organization.
You can't stand nowhere else.
We're right.
So, you know, it is what it is. I want to see what Goodell would do, because if it's a player, you know what happens.
Goodell's going to punish him.
Well, but
he has to.
The punishment would have already come down without the jury, without everything on the player. We still up in the air on what he's going to do with Ursay.
Right.
So, I mean, I want to see. I hope it's to the same level of punishment that he punishes the players.
I think he has to be harsher with.
Yeah, he has to.
Because he's an owner. I mean, come on. You're not a player.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's really not his first brush with, you know, kind of flirting with that line.
Right.
You know, so, we'll right. see what happens then.
What about he checking himself into a health facility?
You know what that's about.
That's yeah. that's like that's some publicity to
yeah,
cover
that's
his
the politics, baby.
Yeah, got to cover his butt now.
That's crazy. So I wonder what Peyton Manning got to say.
That's what I'm saying. He had a whole lot to say about Peyton Manning. He was all over the news.
Well, I tell you what. So They signed Akeem Nicks, right?
Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah, they signed Akeem Nicks, and they let Donald Brown go. So I guess Trent Richardson would be the featured back now, coming off a season where Y.A. Hilton.
T.Y.
T.Y. Oh, yeah. I'm thinking about
T.Y. T.Y. grew up.
Yeah.
He grew up a lot. But I think in your boy's coming back from the knee.
Yeah,
Reggie Wayne. Yeah, he'll be back.
You know, so, it's over. The addition of Knicks, if Reggie Wayne can come back to somewhat his abilities, and T.Y., you know, you got a big-time quarterback back there.
They can be dangerous.
The jury's still out on Trent, though. I mean, and, you know, the Alabama running backs have taken a hit over the years. That they just don't translate to the pros for some reason.
Lacy just won Rookie of the Year.
I agree with Lacy. I'm just talking about prior to Lacy.
We have a two. You know, the two Heisman hopefuls. We had one that won and the other one that.
Well, I mean, when you look at it, I'm saying back to back. Yeah, two.
Yeah, we had two.
Back to back. And neither one of them kind of hit that level to what you expected from them.
But both
Lacy wasn't expected to do.
That
they were, and he actually is, you know, exceeded. So I agree with you on Lacy. I'm not knocking them as individuals, but I'm just saying they've been kind of, you know.
Well, you know, both of them have to step up this year. Trent and Mark Ingram, both of them have, because both of them are getting the starting jobs this year. Both of them are going to be the feature back, so let's make a break this year.
So Ingram is going to get the starting job.
Oh, yeah.
Even though they signed Pierre back.
Yeah, but Pierre hurt, ain't he? Didn't he get hurt?
I don't know. I don't think he hurt.
Yeah, but the thing with New Orleans, though, is, you know, if they don't get Graham under contract right or the rest of the people around him, then he won't have those lanes to run anyway.
Because he looked good last year.
He had a couple of games where he did look good.
In the end of the season.
Right.
But, yeah, they've been bust.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is Hancock. This is you again, man. Tiger Woods pulls out of Bay Hill.
Man, I've been one of the biggest supporters of Tiger. And, you know, him and Mike Vick starting to get on that same bus, man.
Yep.
You know, they're starting to head to that, you know, what's
the title of the bus?
Mama, I wish I was better. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, Vick is always something with Vick.
Right.
You know, last year he didn't even get hit, really. Just pulled ham and he was out.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at Tiger, you know, ever since he, you know, stopped freaking all the hunters, I think, to me, he just tore up his whole – demeanor and everything about him, the mystique about him of as being somebody who wasn't affected by anything.
He was,
you know, it just feared. Nothing bothered him. He was just an ice cold killer. And then, you know, Becky brought him down. I mean, it is what it is. If he would have had a sister and done all the things he did, it wouldn't have been as bad because America wouldn't have been mad at it. But when you do, you know, that wholesome, you know, that image of that pretty little white girl like that, it is what it is. And he's never been able to get past it. Now, this back injuries and knee injuries and all that, you know, he had nagging injuries back in one tournaments. But now, you know, he even when he's healthy, he can't close the deal. So, you know, I'm starting to really feel like it might not be there anymore.
All right. Yeah, well, he may be getting ready for the Masters coming up.
That's up in
the first. Is it first weekend or second weekend?
April.
April. All right, Slick Money. Teddy Bridgewater, your boy. Horrible draft pro day is from the reports that we have. Todd McShay ripped him. Ron Jaworski. I mean, he may not even be a first-round pick now. So, I know you was high on him.
Yeah, I still think he'd go first round. Maybe. You got to. I mean, why would you not? Anybody can voice their opinion about somebody doing well or doing good or bad. But
you still think he's going to top 10?
It's possible. He has the tools to do it.
He didn't show it in pro day.
His size is going to hurt him. Like, he's 6 feet, 6'1", but he's like 185.
And the flavor of the month is Blake Bortles, man. And
yeah.
They have all just jumped on his bandwagon and – you know, to me, it's not even about.
That's the boy with Central Florida, right?
Central Florida, right. You know, he looks the part.
6'4",
right. He looks like the stud, you know, that Troy Aikman type. And, you know, to me, it's just Bridgewater's falling down the list. Same with Manziel. You know, they're getting off of him. But my thing on it is on the field. Let's see what they do on the field. I mean, everybody can look good in shorts and all.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. I think you still drafting, but like you said, like Steve said, when you get on the field, that's something different.
Okay.
They said the same thing about Ryan Leaf, didn't they?
And when he got on the field, he was horrible.
Yeah, he was horrible, yeah. But he had a great – he did everything well, though.
Yeah, remember, he and Peyton Manning, it was about who – neck to neck,
right.
Team.
And that's what Irsay said. Irsay said that last year at the Combines when he first got rid of Peyton Manning. He was talking about how he was in a debate if he was going to take Ryan Leaf or Peyton Manning. Mm-hmm. And up until the last day, Ryan Leaf actually canceled the meeting in Indianapolis with the Colts because he knew he wanted to get drafted by San Diego.
Exactly. Yeah, so, I heard that same thing. Yep.
Well, D. Will, you went back into the history book, man.
Oh, yeah, I got a couple archives.
SRT show.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
SRT show.
That's what I'm talking about. What else we got on the agenda? Y'all go like this. Mike Vick visits the Jets. He's actually in New York right now. Just whatever y'all opinion is, what you think?
That bus pulling out.
Yeah. Father Time is undefeated.
But the thing is, he doesn't have receivers to throw to.
Because Kotcher's not there anymore.
Yeah, they got off of Santonio Holmes is gone. Yeah,
why don't he be a backup for the Falcons?
Nah, he can't come.
The people won't go to games.
Matt Ryan throw one interception.
Oh yeah, and it, yeah.
Vic killed his relationship with Arthur Blank. So
yeah,
he would never come back here. He killed that relationship.
But I have learned, never say never.
Yeah,
true.
Tennessee Titans.
My big boy. Super Bowl
champs. Your boy, Mr. Johnson, Chris, Mr. Gold Teeth,
Mr. Tourette.
He might be on the trading block.
Yeah, we need to let him go.
Yeah, he will be on the trade. He will get traded.
He will get traded.
Yeah, that ship didn't sail though at Tennessee though.
Would it look good?
Did you see him in like a Philadelphia style offense?
I see him playing
with Shady.
No, I see him. I probably see him more in Arizona or St. Louis.
Yeah. He'd do good in St. Louis.
I think see him there too, especially with the Eagles getting Sproles right now. I don't see him.
Well, yeah, if it's Sproles.
That's what I'm saying. I see him. What if he go to Denver?
I see him looking good.
Go Broncos.
see him looking good.
They still haven't signed No'Shawn, have they? They still haven't signed No'Shawn.
Falcons need a running back.
Yeah, they do.
Falcons need a running back bad.
They sure do.
He'll look good with them Panthers too.
Panthers need anything.
They need a whole offensive unit.
Why are they doing Cam like that, man? That's just wrong.
He has surgery, right?
They need some
He has no weapons.
None.
Yeah. Mendenhall retired in Arizona, so I think Arizona might be the better fit.
Yeah.
Man, when you start racing animals, your career over.
Who racing animals?
Chris Johnson and Devin Hester.
Yeah. Who they racing?
Cheetahs. Y'all don't remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, when you start doing that, you might well go be on World Wide of Sports.
Did they win?
No.
Oh, okay. Food.
Bruce Pearl, new coach at Auburn.
That's what's up.
That's your former Tennessee coach.
Yes,
right?
He's a good dude, too.
That's a good dude.
He's a crooked guy. Yeah. We love crooked guys.
Love him.
And he knows how to lie. Is he a lawyer? Because he can lie.
Yeah, he loves to lie, just like Alabama people. No, I'm sorry. I was just joking, D-Will. I think Bruce's a good guy, man.
$14 million. Yeah, he'll come right in and infuse some life into the program.
Right.
He's got to get some players.
But
with the gift of gab he got, I think he can go into mama's living room and he get some kids.
Yeah, he's gonna. I'm gonna tell you, he is about to lock up Alabama. He is about to, because that region is flooding with talent.
But the problem with those schools, like the two schools, that they're football schools, and it's hard for, you know, if you look at all around the country, there are rarely programs that have both. You got Michigan, Ohio State, they usually have both. Florida. Yeah, but as a whole, you either or most of the time, you know. And so to be
but
a both program,
Texas,
I'm not saying
it
can't. Was. Yeah, but it's sporadic.
It's very inconsistent.
Right, you look at a Michigan and Ohio State, normally year in, year out, they're normally up there in those programs where they're nationally recognized. And when you come to football rules in the South, it just really does.
I'm going to tell you, I get Auburn. If Bruce Pearl stays there, I give them 2 years and they're relevant. Like, I mean, they're absolutely relevant.
But what will happen is he'll leave.
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
And then that's the problem. See, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think he'll stay there 2 years.
Right, you'll have that spike to where he might make them relevant a year. Then somebody at another program said, let's go.
Yep.
You know, I need you over here. And then they got that money and he gone.
Because football is going to rule the roost at all.
He did just get $14 million, though.
Yeah, $14
million. He got paid.
Yeah, he did.
Along those college notes, BC and Virginia Tech fired their coach. That's ACC. And Anthony Grant for Bama, he got another year, so they retained his contract. So.
Dumbest move I ever seen in my life. Because they're gonna fire him next year,
right?
You know, so he's gonna be a lame duck coach going in with no incoming talent,
and you can't recruit like that.
You can't recruit. Look, it's already hard enough to recruit them.
All that is a pastime to get to Nick Ball, man. Basketball at Alabama right now is just to wait till you get back to football season.
Right, and they probably – the meeting probably won by 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
Because Nick Saban probably walked by and they were like, you know what?
Yeah.
We got to meet with Nick.
But when Anthony Grant came in, man, he came in with such high expectations. Coming from Florida, having a national championship. Then he left to go to VCU and just turned that program around. And then he comes to Bama and he just like – like he kicked his feet up. He don't even seem like the same fiery coach.
Let me ask you, what about the talent on the team? Is there talent? Because
no.
I haven't seen him play.
There's no talent.
So is it the recruiting? He can't recruit?
It is most definitely recruiting.
Okay, so how did he do it at VCU? Was it just that he fell into the good situation where in Virginia they had more of a hotbed of talent? Or, you know, what's the deal? It has to be something because he didn't forget how to coach.
Well, further
he couldn't forget how to coach.
VCU ain't a football school.
Exactly. I'm going to tell y'all, at Bama, that means a lot, that football, basketball school thing. But the thing is, the football program brings in so much money that the basketball program thrives from that. So it's not a reason that they shouldn't be competitive every year because they have the resources to be competitive. They have the facilities. They top-notch all around Coleman Coliseum. They just redid it, so it's not a thing that they don't get the support. It's about the heads and the recruiting aspect of that. They don't recruit well. Like, we got this kid, Jimmy Butler. He's a decent 6'11 kid, but he's not the type of player that's going to change the program. We have no program changers, and we hadn't had one in 15 years.
Well, I can hear the people outside of Coleman Coliseum saying, bring back Wimp. Bring back Wimp.
If they brought back Wimp, I'm guaranteed that it'll be life in there.
Boy, that was back in the day, man.
And then he a brother, though.
Dale Brown and Wimp Sanders.
Yes, sir.
He had the boys down there, Howard Highseat Carter at LSU.
Yeah, them the days.
Remember them days, boy, LSU.
Yeah, everybody at Bama, boy. You can go with Derrick McKee, Robert Orr.
Yes,
you can go
Lionel. Hollywood Robson.
Hollywood.
James Blade.
I told you, I was the first person I ever saw with a 600 Benz.
I know, right? All right, let's move into the roundtable discussion, man. Open discussion tonight. And the first thing we want to talk about is obviously Phil Jackson. $12 million a year, five-year deal. He is the president of basketball operations for the New York Knicks. He lives in Montana or L.A. I don't know which one he lives in the most. But he's going to have to spend time in New York, obviously. Mills, remains to be the GM, and James Dolan will write the check. My question is, how soon can he turn the New York Knicks around? And let's note this. He has a 700 winning percentage, best in the history. Even though this won't count towards winning because he's not the coach, but they saying that his mind – he's smart enough to make good basketball decisions.
He was smart enough to have Michael Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant,
and Scottie Pippen,
Dennis Rodman,
Robert Orr.
You keep name. That's what he was smart about. And you can get a 700 percentage by having those guys. Now, back to your original question, how long will it take? It's going to take a while because they're strapped money-wise. And they're going to have to amnesty somebody like Stoudemire. They're going to have to get him off the books some kind of way.
He's not going nowhere. They're going to eat that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But they'll amnesty him. But, you know,
nah, he's going to be there next year. They're just going to eat that $20 million for next year.
Okay.
They're going to eat that.
Well, if they eat it, they're still going to be strapped for cash is what I'm saying.
Yeah, they are.
So if I'm Carmelo, and I know it's getting off the subject a little bit, but this will base my decision on this because – it's going to take Phil probably 2 to 3 years to make them relevant. Carmelo's 30 what? 30 early, 31, 32?
Yeah.
Nah, he not that old. He's about 30.
Yes, yeah, he 30.
He got to be 30.
30, yeah.
So
he been lead by 8 years.
Right, so
years.
The door is closing on him.
Right.
So can he afford to wait two more years to try to win that title?
Right.
I don't think he can.
Right.
Yeah.
He's 29.
29?
He's 29. Okay. Okay.
My thing on it is, so he'll be, let's say if they get relevant, that's 31. I say it's going to take him at least 2 years to be viable.
That. Yeah.
Well, if he goes and leaves and goes to Chicago, they're contender automatic.
I knew you were going to try to jump there.
But hold for a second.
I know, but hold for a second. Okay. This is what I want to know, though. When is the biggest year for free agency? Is it 14 or 15? Kevin Love is 15, I know. Kyrie Irving is what, 14 or 15?
He's not this year.
No, I think he's
so 15. He's 15 as well.
Yeah. 15, all of them.
So,
but the thing about it is they're going to try to move. If you're not going to be able to sign your guy back, you got to move him here early.
So, right.
Or else you're going to lose him and not get anything in return.
Right.
Next year will be the year.
Right. Don't be like the Hawks and keep Josh Smith and don't
get nothing.
But anyway, that's
Next story. Or Orlando with, Dwight.
Yeah.
My thing, I think it was a PR move. I just think that they don't have the people.
Mm-hmm.
If Carmelo ain't going to stay, they going to be in the bottom of the East.
Right.
I think New York is known to pay all these guys this money, and they have never produced anything. I just think New York done. I think he's a household name, and he's been reveling in the NBA for years, and I think it's just a stunt, to be honest with you.
Right.
Because they don't have no talent.
Go ahead.
Can he lure LeBron to New York?
No.
That was my next question, but.
No.
See,
I think that's the only thing that's going to happen. Because if you look at what Pat Riley did. Pat Riley had some players, man, at the right age, and that's why he won.
Well, do you think this, though, and that's a good question about LeBron, but do you think it's going to be a Pat Riley-esque situation where Phil basically is coaching from the office.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It sure will.
He's gonna probably hire somebody.
Well, they say Steve Kerr.
Yeah, I have this in my hot rumors on the street. Okay. But he wants Steve Kerr.
But they don't got the Knicks ain't got no players.
That's the thing. But and they're not able to do what Miami did, which was clear the books, bring in those three dogs,
right,
and then kind of sprinkle around. I don't think, like I said, it's gonna take 2 years for that to happen at least, unless. You know, he comes in and somebody takes those players off his hand, like the Hawks were able to move all those bad contracts when they did.
Right.
But I don't see anybody helping them like that.
I think he get to motivate at one point, and they go on a run, and wherever they go, they get swept. They lose 4-1 or whatever this year or next year. It's just a motivation thing, I think, too. I mean, he's handsome. He know how to motivate players and. But at the end of the day, they ain't going to beat nobody in the East.
But like I say, I think they're going to have to. This year, they're going to eat Amari's cut, that $23 million contract this year. They still got Tyson Chandler locked up for 2 years. He's going to have to restructure after this year, or they're going to amnesty him. With that, that's going to be like over almost $40 million coming off the books for 2015.
So when you say eat Amari's contract.
Instead of trying to trade off that money, because nobody's going to take it. Exactly. They would still have to pay 80% of the contract if they traded him. So why not go ahead and eat that $23 million? Then that whole $23 million comes off your books for 2015, because this is his last year's contract. So eat it this year. Go and play out the year with him. Next year it comes off the books. Then you can amnesty Tyson Chandler the next year. That's almost $40 million right
so,
now.
But what about Carmelo? You think Carmelo's going to sit there?
Well, that's the biggest wild card.
That's
the wild card.
I got one more wild card I think that will be interesting. If they could trade Carmelo and try to get somebody athletic in the draft.
See, but the thing
is, bring in a younger player.
They're not going to be able to trade Carmelo because he's going to opt out after this year. So they can't, unless they do a sign and trade before the end of the season, which is not going to happen, it's over with.
Because Knicks need a young superstar. That's the only way I think Phil can help them.
To piggyback off you, they don't make the playoffs, and they get into the ping pong war.
That's the only thing in their favor.
What's the chance that they get the number one pick?
It's possible.
They won't have a lot of balls.
So high.
They're not going to be.
It don't matter. It's going to be rigged.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point.
It's going to be rigged. They're going to get a good. They need a superstar player coming out of college team.
New York will get the number one pick this year. If New York don't make. Well, they're not making the playoffs because they 4 games back of Atlanta.
Right.
they gonna get the number one pick. Watch what I tell you.
But if they get a superstar player, who coming out this year that's a superstar?
Nobody. There's no friend. I like Jabari Parker, but he's the same player as Carmelo Anthony, right, so that don't work. Joel Embiid.
Better than Carmelo ball handling wise. He can get on the break. I've seen him get the ball off the board and take it down the court.
Well, I'm saying Carmelo can handle it.
Well, Carmelo just got experience.
Carmelo's. I don't see Carmelo staying, though, because they're not going to win nothing.
I mean, but I think what D is saying is that you ain't got to pay Jabari $30 million either and get that almost the same production.
Almost the exact same player.
You know, but okay, but my thing is.
Jabari going to L.A.
Come on, Jabari. Ooh, Jabari and Kobe?
Hey, look. Listen at this. What the conspiracy? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, that's it.
New York doesn't make the playoffs. Phil Jackson, the number one winning his coach, even though he's not the coach, he has influence. Who's the commissioner of the NBA now?
Adam Silver.
And where did he go to school?
Duke. New York, didn't he?
Duke.
What did Duke?
And who did we just got through talking
about? Jabari.
Conspiracy.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think he'll. I don't think he'll be in New York now, but
Lick
they probably will get one, but he's going to L.A. L.A. losing like they supposed to. Hawks, them dummies.
Them some dummies, ain't
I can't understand why you continue to win, and it just helps you be mediocre. How long? That's just stupid.
You 46-year-old Elton Brand.
Hey, you're going to lose 14 and 15 and then go win five straight.
If I saw somebody make a three, they coming out.
Yeah. Hey, you made
come out.
Cal Corver, you made a shot.
Come on out the game.
Jeff Teague had 34.
So I'm saying, I saw him last night. He looked like Nate Archibald.
I'm like, what? Your knee hurt. Sit down.
He was killing. Just going to work, killing Kyle Lowry.
Hey, yeah. That's who New York need at their point guard.
Kyle Lowry?
Yes, sir. He fits that.
He got too, tortured.
And that's what I'm saying. He fits that New York image, though. You know, he's 17-7 this year? I'm saying he fits that
nice
image. Like,
he
a pit bull.
Yeah.
They need that dog on their team to change the image.
Tiffany, what you got on Phil Jackson, baby? What's your thoughts on Phil, the whole thing, the effect that he may have and all of this?
I think that it will take him a couple years to actually make something happen, because I agree with Hancock about the whole cap space thing. And I also agree with D. Will. They're going to have to eat Amari's contract and probably amnesty Tyson Chandler in order to actually free up that money for 2015 in order to do something as well. As far as Carmelo Anthony, excuse me. Phil Jackson has said that he wants him to stay on the team. And Melo has actually said that he wouldn't mind staying and changing his style of play in order to win under Phil's leadership. So, I mean, we can say that he's going to go to a different team all day, but don't be surprised if he does stay in New York.
Okay.
I want to know how can Carmelo change his game? You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
You sure can't. That's why when he said that, I was surprised. But yeah.
He might work better in the triangle, though.
Exactly. That's what I was getting ready to say. With Phil's system.
That high post?
Yeah, with Phil's system, it could benefit Carmelo.
He could be a beast.
Right? Yeah, because he would play the four position in that triangle, which is the money position in the triangle. You know, Shaq played the four in the triangle.
Right.
You know, so with that four position, Scottie Pippen played the four in the triangle. So that's a position that Carmelo can thrive out of.
Can you imagine Carmelo getting it on that little free throw line extended?
That's money.
Facing up.
And
he extended his range this year. He made more threes this year, like layups a lot of times.
Nobody has a one-dribble pull-up like Carmelo.
Yeah, it's beast.
One dribble, he is up on you.
Easiest score I ever seen.
Well,
maybe
second right now because Slim Reaper.
Yeah,
I don't care if he don't like that name.
Don't call me that.
When he pulls up, man, it's like water.
Yeah, I agree. Let's get into our final four picks, man. It's time to move on to the next thing, and we got final four picks. SRT, we're gonna do a bracket together as well. So, shouts out to the SRT crew. So, final four picks. We're gonna go around the table. Looks like my main man going first. What you got, Slick? Hold on, let me give you some of this.
Yeah, give me some of that NCAA music.
We're not picking champions, just the four, right?
Uh-oh. Sorry about that.
Yeah, he said just four. Okay.
Yeah. There we go.
Oh.
Final four pick, Slick Money, what you got?
Slick Money, Final Four, coming out of West, I got Arizona. Coming out of Midwest, I got Louisville Cardinals. Coming out of East, I got Michigan State. And coming out of South, I got Florida Gators. So you got my four?
Got your four, baby.
All right, Tim.
So next week, we're a couple of weeks after the Final Four, we'll pick our champion. Once we see how many Final Four picks we didn't have right. All right.
Hey, hold on. Slick, you had Louisville in the Midwest?
I got Louisville in the Midwest, Arizona in the West, Florida in the South, and Michigan State in the East.
I got the exact same Final Four.
Do you?
Yeah. Florida from the South, Michigan State from the East, Louisville from the Midwest, and Arizona from the West.
All right. Hancock, what you got, bro?
I had Florida coming out of the South, as everybody else did. Michigan State out of the East. Louisville out of the Midwest. But I did have one upset coming out. I got Oklahoma State getting to the Final Four.
Okay. All right, D-Will.
All right, yeah, I changed it up. This year, college basketball has so much parity right now. This bracket thing is the hardest thing to pick. That's why your boy giving away $1 billion for a perfect one. But coming out of South, I'm rolling with some team that people hadn't seen this year that I've seen a couple of times that look good, and that's UCLA.
Okay.
I love Kyle Anderson, big 6'8", 6'9" point guard.
Yes, sir.
Jordan Adams is the hardest person on the court to guard. He is the next Rick Hamilton. So I like them boys. I got them coming out of the South. East, I got same thing, chalk, Michigan State. That's the weakest bracket I've seen in 10 years.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Oh, my goodness.
Who put that together?
I can't even believe they put that there. That's like they just Tom Izzo, we ain't seen you in a couple years.
Right.
And I'm rolling with my boy Hancock out of the West, man. Oklahoma State is a problem. They had the controversy this year and the issues, but they're a top 10 team, and they slipped this year with a couple of losses in a row. But I really like Oklahoma State coming out of the West. And out of the Midwest, I really did a coin toss here. But I'm going to roll with Big Ho and the Duke Blue Devils.
My man. Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, does UCLA still have that big old fat boy?
Nah, he Georgetown.
Georgetown. And he's ineligible now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
Yep.
You got to be smart to go to Georgetown, bro.
Yeah.
He was sorry.
Josh Smith.
Yeah, the big
guy. Yeah, Josh Smith from Seattle.
Yeah.
Him and Tony Roten played together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't we go see them? You remember? And Tony Roten at?
Philadelphia.
In the NBA.
Yeah.
He looked like he was 32 then.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He looked old. But
did you see how lazy Josh Smith was, right, man?
And he got fatter and bigger.
Hey, but he has dropped some pounds at Georgetown. I can give him that. He's not that big fat slob he was at UCLA.
So how big is he now?
He's about 300.
So it's like throwing a deck chair off the Titanic.
Exactly.
Really can't tell.
Basically, yeah. And he had a suit on.
Hey, man, we're going to get heck. Hey, man, Hancock is off the chain. He said like throwing a deck chair off the Titanic. He really can't even tell.
Wow.
Hey, man.
That was y'all joke.
You need to cut that out.
My bad, man.
Oh, my God. All right, my Final Four. I'm going with Florida in the South, Michigan State, Arizona, and Duke.
There you go.
So, I mean, I don't – the West to me is woo. There's nobody over there. I mean
– You said you got Arizona?
Yeah, I mean –
But I understand you really don't like that pick. You just nothing.
Yeah, I had to have something. I mean, but Oklahoma State to me, they very, very athletic.
Yeah.
Very athletic.
I like that they have a guard that's not scared. That's in the NCAA, guard play is key.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
Number one.
Yeah.
So. If they play Arizona, he go out to guard Nick Johnson. So.
Yeah. They got to guard him, too, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I've seen if he right. he's streaky though. That's the thing. If Mark is hitting that jumper, he's tough to guard.
What's y'all overall feelings about college basketball as a whole? Just looking at the teams that are in the tournament and the way the brackets are set out, it seems like basketball is down in college basketball right now.
Let me say this then. Look for the age limit to be pushed to 20. Yeah.
And see, I don't even like that, though.
I don't think it's going to help.
I don't think it helps either because still the kids, They don't want to be there. The thing they need to do is go ahead and make a farm system with that
NBDL.
That way kids that don't want to go to school or whatever, they're not going to make it in the pros, they got somewhere to go. But, you know, to me, all this, they're worried about the kids not succeeding and not having money and all that. Well, they don't worry about nobody going and working at a warehouse and they don't succeed. It's their money. If somebody wants to pay them money out of school and if they blow it all, that's on them. That's on the kid. It has nothing to do with anything else. Now, as far as, like you said, college basketball being down, I agree with you, man. The Kentucky team that I heard about, you know, you heard about all these freshmen and all, they were all good. And the super, he hadn't had a super top freshman team to me since Wall and all those.
Yeah, Cousins. Now,
you could see the talent in different then. It's not there now. Maybe the big guy in the middle, the big boy to me, he's ready. And maybe that wing, the kid on the wing, number one.
James Young.
But the rest of them, I don't know who they played against to get all those accolades and top blue chips and all that, but I don't see it.
I think that's probably why basketball is down in college, because there's no fundamentals coming up. Yeah. It's all AAU, just show your talent.
And who
can have the hottest name? It's all hype. You know, so it's just – it's crazy. Now – We went to Swanee and we saw Tony Roten, and you hadn't even heard of him,
right?
But out of all them kids we saw, he's in the NBA,
right? But you to me, and I know you and I go back and forth about this. I don't care how many years you go to school and college, you're not going to be ready for the NBA game because it's a different basketball game. They don't call it the same. They the whole game is different. You know, the 3-second rule, everything about it. No zone play, but there's zone. You know, there's superstar calls and then there's not. I mean, there's nothing about college that you're going to be able to take to the NBA. So people that say he needs to go and learn the fundamentals and all, for what?
Yeah, it's better. That's a game you have to play to learn.
You got to play to learn it. So to me, either you have the talent to play it and they pick you, or they pick you and you don't have the talent to play and you become a bust.
But the problem is, though, is like Big Ho was saying, they come out with so much hype. But you got to – going back to LeBron, when he blew it up and they started putting high schools on TV and phenoms became the thing to do, now every year you got to have somebody. So these kids get hyped up to be great next players, but they're actually not really that good.
Trying to keep in the audience. Trying to keep the
audience. You got to, though. Yeah.
So, but we finna move on to the word on the street, man. We got to get this new – I mean, the word on the street, the hot rumors, the ice cold facts and all that right there. Miss Tiffany, again, what you got?
Yes, welcome to the Ice Cold Facts and the Word on the Street with the Jewel of Sports. You know, we are sponsored by Tiffany & Company, and our slogan is, Diamonds are a girl's best friend. And my first Ice Cold Fact this week, the Philadelphia 76ers set a franchise record by losing their 21st consecutive game. They lost 20 straight back in the 1972-1973 season, and they ended that season with a 9-73 record. Currently, this season, their record is 15-52. So, sorry, you. And they lost again tonight, so make that 22 consecutive game losses. Wow. Sorry, 76ers fans. It's kind of rough up there for y'all.
Holla at your boy, AI.
Yikes. And my next ice cold fact is a question for y'all. Who is the retired NBA great that never fouled out of a game? The retired NBA great that never ever fouled out of one game.
Larry Bird.
Nope. Nope.
I don't know.
Nope. Wilt Chamberlain. Yeah, Wilt Chamberlain never fouled out. I got an ice cold fact for my females that are cheerleaders with dreams of cheerleading for a professional NFL team. Y'all may want to choose another route, because if you're looking to make good money, the average cheerleader makes between $50 and $75 per game. And with only one game a week in a 16-game season, excluding the playoffs, the best cheerleader on the Atlanta Falcons this year only made $1,200 for the season. Now, some of the gold diggers out there that only want to become a cheerleader so they can get close to NFL players, you need to think that over again, because all NFL cheerleaders are forbidden to socialize with the players. So rethink that. My fourth ice cold fact for you. Now, the Green Bay Packers, I bet you everybody in the world probably thinks that the G on the side of their helmet stands for Green Bay. And it actually doesn't.
Government G.
Shoot, it could be they cheese heads, right? No, their helmets were designed in 1961 by their equipment manager named George Bouchier. The G actually stands for greatness.
Good yeah. back. Great.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, didn't know that.
We need to put that on the website.
Huh? That's pretty good, huh? The NBA players may be happy about this next ice cold fact. They will no longer be tested for marijuana use in the offseason.
What?
So, yeah, they're going to be happy about that.
Oh, them boys finna smoke.
They're going to be blowing
down.
It down. Yeah, they happy about
wow.
that. Right. And another ice cold fact for you. Yeah, really. Just to show you how far along the NBA is and how far along the WNBA has to come, the max possible salary in the WNBA is only $101,500 compared to over $20 million in the NBA. So the WNBA got a long way to go before they can be making that kind of money.
How much they make again?
The max salary is $101,500.
Well, they only play for—that's only for 3 months, so that's good money for 3 months.
They go overseas.
Yeah, they go overseas after that and make some good money. So.
So that's 3 months. That's good money.
Right. My last ice cold fact for you is about Steph Curry. He set an NBA record for the most three-pointers made in a span of two seasons. So far he has hit 484 trays since the beginning of the 2012-2013 season. Last season he hit a total of 272, and this season through 65 games he's already hit 212. So he smashed Ray Allen's records. He's killing it right now behind the 3-point line.
Pure shooter in the NBA?
Exactly. And Kevin Durant even says so.
Oh yeah, KD can't shoot with that boy.
Nah, he can't.
Nah.
And my athlete word on the street for you, LeBron James, Sprite is unveiling a new drink called the Sprite 6 Mix that will be available by mid-March. It will actually be Sprite mixed with a cherry and orange flavor, and it's going to be basically LeBron's signature drink with him pairing up with Coca-Cola.
Got it at the QT on North Druid Hills.
Well, it's already out there, so yeah, go cop
QT at North Druid Hills, got it.
Hey, there you go then. We spoke about Jim Irsay, the Colts owner, being arrested. While he's basically getting his treatment in his facility, he actually has hired his daughter to run the team in his absence. I don't know how well that's going to go because I'm not sure about her knowledge and what's going on with the team and all that, but we'll see. The Colts may drop the ball on a few things in the offseason with her running the show.
I doubt if she drop a ball.
We also talked about Cam Newton. He had successful ankle surgery today to tighten up some ligaments in his ankle. So hopefully he'll be out for the next 4 months. But hopefully when he gets back on the field, the team will have some wide receivers for him to throw to. But right now it's not looking so good. So we'll see about that. All right, let me drop it to some hot rumors on the street for you. I was doing my thing this past weekend. I was on a cruise and everything. And when I was on this cruise, I heard two different people say that Michael Vick joined the Vikings. That is so, so not true. Like we mentioned earlier, he is actually visiting with the Jets right now. And there's actually a 70% chance that he'll actually sign with the Jets. So everybody that's talking all this Vikings talk, they're not even in the picture of trying to get him. It's the Jets, the Raiders, and the Buffalo Bills.
Tell them to tune in to the SRT.
Exactly. They definitely need to listen to the SRT show. And Maurice Jones-Drew, he is actually visiting the Pittsburgh Steelers, so we'll see if they pick him up. I got one more hot rumor on the street for you. Actually, I got two. The Philadelphia Eagles are looking to trade DeSean Jackson. The two interested teams are the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. But Chip Kelly is trying to downplay it. He's telling DeSean that don't worry about a trade. It's not going to happen. But you know how that goes. 1 minute, he'll be telling that this week, and next week he'll be gone.
Coach speak.
Exactly. My last hot rumor on the street for you. Former Detroit Piston and four-time Defensive Player of the Year Ben Wallace, he was arrested on Tuesday for leaving the scene of a car crash back on February 8th. He crashed his SUV into a wooden fence and walked away from the scene. Since then, he's been sentenced to a year in jail, but I've heard that they knocked his sentence down to only 2 days, but we'll see. I mean, I think it's kind of messed up that you're going to serve a year in jail for crashing your own car into a fence and you didn't hurt anybody.
Where was this at?
I believe it was in Michigan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right, because he from the
He from Alabama.
Yeah.
But he from the country.
Yeah,
he from Lowndes County.
Yeah, he wasn't down there when it happened.
Yeah. Yeah, because if he was down there, he would have walked off and they would have probably threw him a parade.
But that is your word on the street with the Jewel of Sports. We are sponsored by Tiffany & Company, and our slogan is Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
Yes, sir.
Good job, Tiff.
Yes, sir. Excellent fact. On that QT tip on Nodra Hill, once you get in, you can't even get out.
Oh, you ain't coming out.
There's so much traffic.
Man, that's the man. I don't understand how that gas station get all that business in that location.
Exactly. It's that's horrible. Crazy.
Hey, D, did you try to drink?
No, I ain't buy it. I just saw it. I was wondering what it was. Until she said something. I saw it, though.
You know, I'm going to school you in a word on the street.
Indeed.
So.
Indeed.
Well, that SRT crew, but y'all got so much. Y'all, history lesson tonight.
Yeah, man.
Just facts, rumors, clean up rumors, and just verifying things and all of that. And they said, boy, y'all. That's why I love y'all.
Hashtag we know sports.
Well, y'all know what that is.
Uh oh.
Time to go visit Slick Money.
Yes, sir. It's time to go into the mine.
Get off the grass. Get off the grass, little mama.
Time to go into the mine of Slick Money. Do we need to ring the doorbell? Or you just go. You already.
We just open the door.
I'm gonna kick the door in.
Are y'all bringing something to drink?
I'll bring something to drink.
Y'all always come empty-handed.
Well,
okay, you're supposed to supply the drink.
I can't find them Izu's at Kroger. Well,
all them doggone bottles up there, boy.
Them bottles are empty. Shut the gate, Hancock.
I got you, dog. Coming up in there.
Yes, appreciate sir. It. What Junebug at?
Walk me in, Junebug. Come here, baby. Come here. Hey, Junebug.
He's so calm.
Ain't he calm? Slick money.
Yeah, come y'all on. Have a seat. Come on in.
Hey.
Are we going to breathe on something tonight? You know, Steve started that breathing thing. I like that thing.
Yeah, can
we get somebody to breathe?
Yeah, but can you tease us a little bit with what we go even, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
Just tease us a little bit first.
Hey, it's so good to have the family back in the house.
So good.
Ms. Hancock been gone for a couple of weeks. We were scared D. Will wasn't going to make it tonight. Phone went out. Tiffany been on a cruise. You know, cruise been stopping in the middle of the ocean.
They sure have.
Just sinking.
Just
I prayed for you.
Just appreciate
we were praying
that.
For you. Absolutely.
And
appreciate
did y'all know it's a street going in the SRT crew?
A street?
Yes.
What's that?
Horace have not missed a show yet.
Oh, he the only one.
Neither He's have I since I've been on.
Ma'am, you missed the Valentine thing.
What Valentine thing?
Well, you remember we didn't have
a
show.
Yeah, we rescheduled the show. So that's a technically, miss. That's not a miss because we didn't record anything.
But I just want everybody to know that Horace have made every show. And we're so proud of him.
Without the producer, it would be a show.
Well, we can do the show without Horace now.
It'd be a show.
Is that some hand claps? That's what I'm talking about. Big Horace. Bankhead legend.
He got that little red ribbon.
Yeah, he got the little.
Perfect attendance.
He get a plaque. And we're going to give us some PTO days.
And for those who listened in last week, D. Will promised to bring Chucky in, the little dog.
Hey, my buddy, man.
I apologize. It's a difference. He did not bring it, so that means he's a liar. I knew he didn't have that dog.
Hey, they ain't remind me, folks.
Why you got to call him a liar?
Yeah, liar.
Yeah, well, is that another word?
Yeah. Forgetfulness.
Okay, forgetfulness.
I forgot.
How can you forget and your phone don't even work? That blueberry.
Man, he in Alabama, man.
Get your new blueberry. Blackberry is out of order now. But look, y'all, serious on a serious tip. We all know, like I said, Steve and I from Memphis, Tip from Illinois, B D Will from the Gump, Harvest is from the ATL. And the show basis is about we've all been in love before, right?
Yes.
At some point, we've been in love. And then right hand car. Talk to me now, Hancock. Yeah. You know what I mean? You go 78 West. Come on.
Let that breathe, man.
Let that breathe. So we've all been in love before. And when you're from another state, chances are you left somebody special behind. And the question tonight on What's on Slick Money's Mind, how do you maintain a long-distance relationship? Or if you're in the same city with that person, she or he takes another job across country or just several hours away, how do you maintain a relationship on making it work? So I think we got some experience at the table. Like I said, Horace is the only one that have never lived out of the state. I think we all have outside of Horace. So I'm still, Horace probably met somebody at some point that lived across the
Well, I was in Miami for a year.
Okay, in Miami for a year.
Yeah.
All right, so who want to start first and tell us about?
Well first, we got to make sure that along with the long distance thing, people have to understand that even when you are in the same city, even when you are living together or even married, it can feel like a long distance relationship.
That's right.
So
it can be a long distance relationship when you go out of town for your job.
Absolutely.
And you gone for 2-3 weeks at a time. That's some people absolutely. Done that.
Hey, there's living proof sitting right here at the table with you.
Okay, well, why don't we start with you, D-Will, since you live with your wife. I mean, you are married, right?
Of course.
That's for those who just started listening to the show.
Yeah,
they didn't know that you was married. So your wife lives in Montgomery, right?
Uh-huh.
And you come back and forth to Atlanta to Montgomery.
Exactly.
Okay. My question to you is that you can't rub on mama if she ain't there.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to insinuate anything or start anything. I'm just asking you, how do you handle that situation knowing that your wife is in Montgomery and you're in ATL?
The only thing that worries me about my wife being in Montgomery, me being here, is safety reasons.
Safety, okay.
Yeah, like, I can care less about anything else that goes on, because if that's going to happen, it's going to happen, and then I can do about it no way.
Right.
Whether
right.
I'm in town or not. So, but if you let those type of negative thoughts creep into your mind, it'll bring a strain on a relationship that you don't need.
Right.
So in a long-distance relationship, you got to keep it copacetic, and you got to understand that, hey, I love this person, I trust this person, but my biggest deal is, like, if anything was to ever happen, I'm two hours away.
Right, right.
It's going to take me 2 hours to get there.
Right.
So that's why I keep in constant contact with my wife.
Like, okay.
Like, we have text points is what I call it. Like,
okay.
I know at certain points I need to be getting a text message from you because I know you should be in this place or you should be here. Like today when my phone went out, total issues all day. And it wasn't right. an issue because she couldn't get in touch with me. It was an issue because I wasn't able to check on her. I knew she was at work and I knew she was safe, but I didn't know. What if somebody came to shoot the school up? You know, because she's a teacher. If people don't know, what if a active shooter walked in or,
right.
or something like that? That's the only thing that worries me. But I can also say that because I'm married.
Right.
Like, it's different between being married and being in a relationship. So,
okay.
you know, things are different for us because we made a vow.
So your main concern is safety.
Period.
So the companionship does not faze you.
Nah, me and my we're good.
Like, well, how does she feel? Do she feel the same way?
She struggled in the beginning with my decision.
Because I noticed you stressed the fact about safety, but women don't think safety about their husband, do they?
Oh, nah.
Because they're men. And
yeah, but my wife, she always says, well, she worries about me traveling. You know,
on the highway.
My safety when I'm traveling because,
okay.
you know, I'm up at 4 a.m, you know, things like that, driving. So, you know, she worries about that.
Now, that's a great point. Appreciate it. Let's go to Tiffany since she's a female.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Tiff. And Tiff, tell me your feelings. You've been from the Chi-Town engineer.
I'm not a fan of long distance relationships.
Okay.
I can't stand them.
And why is that?
It's a trust issue for me. Like, I just, the fact that we're not in the same state and I just have to basically believe every single word you tell me that, like, you could be like, oh, I'm getting ready to go to bed, but you about to go to the club. Like, I'm a female.
So you think about that?
I'm a female. Other thoughts will creep into our mind. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Especially in a long-distance relationship. You tell me you're going to bed, I'm going to be like, are you really going to bed? I'm not going to believe that.
So 100%. What if your guy ain't a potterer? I mean, he don't party all the time. So he's a homebody.
Then I could believe that he's getting ready to go to bed. But even still, like, I'm a female. So the question would always pop in my head, okay, is somebody at his house?
Would that fall on the kind of category as being insecure about that situation?
You could call it insecure if you want to. It's just the fact that you're in a different state.
Okay.
Like, I'll have a different mentality if we lived in the same state. I wouldn't have those thoughts.
Okay. Because I'll
see you all more often than...
Right, but what you can do far apart, you can do in the same city.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's
actually easier when you're in the same city.
That's what I'm saying. It's true, I agree. Like, it's just different. Like, my thought process would be different if I'm in the same state because I know I can see you whenever I want to, as opposed to us being in different states. I can't just get up and get in my car and just go see you whenever I want to.
Okay, perfect example. You meet a great guy, engineer, or just a great guy doing well, not working at Walmart. I mean, making good money, and he lives in Seattle or he lives in LA, and you really digging him.
Yeah.
He has to live in Denver.
Okay, lives in Denver.
There you go.
Okay, but lives in Denver. Would you be willing to exchange numbers with him? Exchange and try at least.
Like, I wouldn't have a problem.
I'm talking about as
numbers.
Of tomorrow.
Especially if he's a Denver Bronco ticket holder, I would. Yeah,
oh, so
we
he
could,
has. Yeah.
No, I'll exchange. We
kill
can
him.
Like if I'm feeling you like that. and you live in a different state, we can definitely exchange numbers.
Try.
I'm all for trying, but
you're not into trying to find deep, falling deep. You just want to just play and get to know that person.
I wouldn't allow myself to fall in that deep because of that fact that I could be hurt because you're in a different state. Like, okay. it's just us being in different places.
I totally know what you mean, though.
Okay.
Like,
really?
It's just like, yeah.
Because my wife deals with the same thing.
I'm a female. Okay. So yeah, we just think differently when it comes to stuff like that.
Now, Horace normally save his opinion for last. So we're going to go to Hancock.
Okay.
And Hancock, come get me home. Well, we from Memphis. You know how I mean. You try to hit them highways many days.
Well, you know, when you and I first met, you know, I had a girl back home.
Damn.
And, you know, at that time, I would travel from Atlanta to Memphis at least once, twice a month, you know. So I would work all night, get off that morning, you know, and I was hitting that highway. I think it's when you're younger, you know.
It's more challenging.
I don't know if it's more challenging, but you're like, okay, this was mine and I'm with this and all that kind of stuff. As I've gotten older, I look back at those times and say, man, where in the hell I'd be driving trying to see a woman every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, not when, you know, there are women around here. You know, it just is what it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes, you know, you look at it and you say absence makes the heart grow fonder. So a lot of times that distance helps some relationships because when they get together, they're able to, you know, really enjoy each other and whatever. And what happens in that is when they get in the same city, it's not the same.
Right.
Because they're not used to seeing that person all the time. And,
exactly.
You know, you see more flaws in that person. You see, you know, some she might do or he might do, might take some of that mystery away. Or that,
right, yeah,
that,
you need
that,
to be around the person.
Right. So when you're around that person, you say, well, shit, I really don't like that about you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But one thing about what D. Will's situation, the good thing was they had that before. You know, they had already established that relationship to where they found each other, know each other. And, you know, just from what he tells us, you know, I don't know his relationship, but from what I hear and what I gather from him, it works. They love each other. So and that was built from the beginning. So now this, you know, it kind of galvanizes them, looks
right,
like.
Because they already put their time
right,
in
so
together.
It's
so
not
exactly.
It's not an issue.
Right.
Which is good. But me right now. In my situation, in my time, you know, I look at it, I got probably 15, 20 more good years. I ain't going to be spending half of them on the highway trying to get there and do something.
Right, working on a long-distance relationship.
It's not going
to
happen.
Well, my question to you, Hancock, is that what if you're financially able to fly and you're in a position where you can fly and don't have to drive? So would you fly every other week? Or
we being honest?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what the SRT crew do, right? I'll always be honest.
It would be fine, but there'd probably be somebody here that I'd be seeing.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. But would you let her know that?
No.
Let her
she
know. Okay.
Know that.
All right. Well, that's cool. I appreciate Hancock. You know, he from Memphis. You know, Memphis boys keep it real. Now, Howard, do I make a comment or do you? You want to go last like you always do?
It don't matter. It's up to you.
Let me do mine because you always find it something sentimental to close.
Yeah, he always closes it out with something deep.
Deep, something real deep. Yeah. Like, oh,
trying to touch us, touch our hearts.
Yeah, he's real good. He always say his stuff for last. Well, but this is my take, and I know this is not concerning D. Will and Hancock, but Horace and Tiffany possibly. When you're on a dating site, like I am, you know, dating site, you meet women that's across the country. You know, California, Seattle, Texas, New York, Peru, Ghana, wherever. And
You got hoes in different area codes. We know.
Damn.
You got hoes.
I got hoes? Really?
Hey, real recognize real, man. We know you, man.
I am a single guy.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, hey, I take pride in what I do. And, hey, it's the slick money, man. Come on now. But anyway, I'm only just letting everybody know that dating long distance is very difficult. But you got to remember one thing, and I'm sounding like Horace now, because this is something I think Horace would say. Love conquers all things. Do you understand that?
Yes, and that is something he would say.
Yeah, Horace would say this. I'm going to beat Horace to the punch.
Get him.
And that means race, age, and distance. So I truly believe if you're committed to the cause and you're able financially to make the haul, cross country or whatever, is worth a shot. But you'll know it if it's worth it. There's some things that make you know that it's worth it.
That's true. It's,
so
yeah.
So I think for in any given situations that it's worth taking a shot at if you think the individual is worth it. That's just my take.
Yeah, it ain't gonna work if you're broke.
Oh, it ain't gonna work if you're broke. I surely believe that. And because
it ain't gonna work if you're around each other and you're broke.
Yeah, exactly.
I can say that again, Hancock.
Preach.
Yeah, so I just think it's about the individuals, what they willing, how much work they willing to put into it. And is it frustrating? Absolutely. You know, you can't reach over and touch something that ain't there.
Boy.
Say it.
So the bottom line is that you have to work on that. So I'm sure any listeners that dating somebody maybe in Charlotte, Tennessee,
Europe.
I just pray for you, to be honest with you. Just remember, love do conquers all things, and you know, give it your best shot. And you know if it ain't gonna work. I mean, like I said, the flags was last week. Them flags this week too.
Yeah.
Come on, Horace, take us on home, and let that breathe.
Y'all off the chain. You know, I would say love conquer all. But there's a caveat to that.
Oh, see, here we go.
There's a caveat.
There you go.
Long distance relationships, in my opinion, you can't develop them long distance. And this piggybacking off what Hancock said. You have to develop them in a realistic manner. You have to be face to face so I can see you, so I can look in your eyes, so I can understand your tendencies. And just like the will, once it's developed, then okay. Now I can, you know, make a trip to Atlanta and work or do some other things, because the most important thing to a relationship is understanding. She understands the will. The will understands her. So I just don't think that developing a long distance relationship, you can do that long distance. I just think that it's so hard to do. Because even in the face of someone, relationships are hard enough.
Right.
So the long distance thing, I think they can be successful if you have developed a routine, if you develop some type of sense of trust, sincerity, and you have goals that are getting you to where you can complete those goals and probably get back together. Because there are some people that's over in Dubai right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, right. Making money for their families for a couple of years to come on back. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a couple of guy friends that's in IT that have done that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but they've established that relationship up front. And I think you're able to do that when you can establish it. But trying to develop a long distance relationships from the beginning, trying to develop it, good luck.
So you think it's more issue when it's long distance, it should be more about friendship?
Well, I think you should develop a reason to want to get closer to one another, to develop something.
Okay.
You know, if someone were to meet me out of town or something like that, to me, I think the best way to get together is somebody got to move.
Okay, so
to develop that relationship, so, but it has to be a damn good reason.
But that gonna have to come over time. You just can't meet a person, tell them they need to move.
No, you can't do that. But what you can do is, what's your game plan for the next 5 years? What's your vision?
Okay.
What's my vision?
Right.
If my vision and your vision work together and they intertwine, let's see if we can get together and make this vision, you know, become a reality.
Okay.
You know, so that's my thing on that.
That's well said. But next week, you're going to have to go first.
That's fine.
Yeah, we're gonna let you go first.
The way he presents it and drops his
makes
knowledge,
it go last.
He just has to go last.
He has to go last.
Like just the way he presents his whole thing. Like
it seems like he take everything we say,
right,
and just cook it in one pot.
Exactly.
And
it just sounds so good.
Yeah, and let it go at the end.
It's called the power of conveying.
There you go.
Words. But on the dictionary on look it up. Google.
He went to North Atlanta. He's very intelligent.
And he has an honorary degree from Duke.
Hello.
Honorary degree.
You better recognize.
Yeah, and he used to work at Walmart.
You better recognize who you're dealing with.
He's a smart guy.
Maybe Zip. But not Walmart.
I want to give some advice to some of the women and men that's far away right now, be it from job-related, dating sites, just whatever the case may be, just need to be in transition. Is that take some time to just think, is it really worth it? Are you willing to put the commitment in? Do finances have plays a role? Absolutely. But like I said, and I can't stress it enough, love conquers all things. If you truly love that individual, you can definitely overcome most obstacles and just keep God first and think about what you're doing. Because it happens to somebody every day of the week. Trust me when I tell you.
Yep.
I appreciate y'all stopping by.
Hey, thanks, but you know what helps me out, man?
What's that?
I got a hell of a check to come here.
There you go. Damn, money always plays a role.
Yes, sir. She wasn't finna tell me to turn that down. No, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for having us. All right, Slick.
Appreciate it, bro.
Appreciate it, Kim Folk. Catch y'all next week.
All right,
Folk. Appreciate it.
Man, I can't believe I ain't smoked this week.
You sure did.
Sometimes you can't smoke deep.
Yeah, man, you got deep on me this time.
Check that gate to tell your wife I said what's up.
What it do? She want them CDs, baby.
She want them CDs.
Yes, sir.
I can make a good CD now.
He can't do that.
Junebug, watch Junebug, y'all.
Bye, Junebug. Bye, Boo Boo. Give me a kiss.
What's wrong with that dog? Well, we might need to take him. Go and get that needle.
Hey, you ain't heard my cash yet. You better get on out of here.
Boy, y'all out the chain.
Out the chain.
All right, folks, we got, I wonder what would have happened if, that's a new thing that we're doing this week. Just go have a little fun with that, man. So we'll think of some things sports-wise and non-sports related that what would have happened if, and I guess since I created, I guess I better start off.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sports-wise.
That's right. We're doing two, right?
Doing two. I wonder what would have happened if Bill Parcells would have took the job, the GM job for the Falcons.
Wow. Don't know what would have happened with that.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah.
That's a real good one.
Absolutely. All right, my non-sports related is, I wonder what would have happened if T.I. would have never got caught with guns. He was the hottest thing out at that time.
Yeah, he was. Sure was. He had the commercials with Dale Earnhardt Jr.
He was sizzling. Hot.
Yeah, but he's recovered, man. That dude doing movies.
Yeah,
he bounced back.
He just missed a couple numbers. He missed some M's.
Right, but at that time,
the Hollywood Monday Nights, though, y'all. I'm telling you.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, it is.
He's on shows with Don Cheadle now on House of Lies.
Yeah,
and everything, man. He's been on. I'm telling you, he making that dough.
But what would he have been if he wouldn't have had that strike?
Mm-hmm. Hey, think about this though.
Illuminati.
If he don't get caught buying them guns,
right?
T.I. might not be alive, because there's a reason you buying that.
I agree.
You just don't buy that type of artillery.
I agree.
For your trophy case.
Some people say you don't get out of that kind of trouble.
On a year.
When you got paper.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
he had,
already.
Yeah, he had M's.
Yeah. All right. Who going next? We going this way or that way?
You want me to go?
Yeah.
I can go.
All right.
All right. Okay. This might be a touchy subject. What if it wouldn't? You said, if it, what? Say it again, Harvest.
I wonder what would have happened if
Michael Vick would have never got caught up in the dog situation.
Yeah, I wonder too. I really do.
What'd you think, Steve?
They still wouldn't have put anybody around him, and he's still been running for his life.
Yep.
Wow.
Because, I mean, the thing was, they didn't try to make the team better around Mike. You know, that's the thing. It pisses me off when they talk about all these quarterbacks and how they thrive and what. Look at the people that Vic had around him. And look at the offense he ran. He got them to the NFC Championship game with Warwick Dunn, T.J. Duckett, and who was on the outside? Wide receiver.
Nobody.
Wow.
See, we can't even name him.
I think he used to date Lisa Ray. The wide receiver.
I can't think of
see,
his
that's
name.
What I'm talking about. Yeah. I mean,
Trevor Gaylor.
That's what I didn't think of that. And Finneran.
Yeah, Cortland.
Brian Finneran.
You talking about DB.
Yeah.
The best receiver he had was Algie Crumpler.
That
tight end. Yeah, he was
so
good.
My point on it is nothing. He would have still got beat up. He'd have made some big plays and won, but they would have never gone anywhere.
You know what I was going to say? I wasn't going to say nothing related to the Falcons. I was going to say that he was going to do something stupid in his personal life that's going to hurt his career.
As long as he got that fool brother, you're probably right.
Yeah, they would have gotten caught with something.
You're right. What's your non-sports, if you got one?
Yeah, I do have a non-sport.
Let me say it for you again.
Yeah, I think you did do a good that time. Go ahead.
I wonder what would have happened if.
If Obama wouldn't have got elected for president, where would we be right now?
Wow. That's a good one.
It really is. They'd be placing the blame on somebody else. So. Yes.
So he was running against
Cheney. John McCain and
Cheney.
Yeah.
So McCain probably would have won the first time.
Yeah, he would have won the first time. Yeah.
He was about, what, 90?
Yeah. So
he probably run croak by now.
So what you think would have happened, Steve, if Obama wouldn't have got elected?
They probably would have passed a lot of laws and done a lot of stuff that the president wants to get done.
Yeah.
But being that, Obama is kind of tall.
We still won't have no insurance.
No, we still won't have insurance.
Still won't be no insurance.
That's cold.
That's cold. All right, Tiff, come on, baby.
Okay, my sports one is, I wonder what would have happened if Kobe and Shaq never got into those fights. How many championships would they have won?
That's a good one there.
Nine.
Yes,
I really
nice.
Want to know that. Like how long they would have been able to stay together and how long Phil would have been there and just how long they would have just been able to run.
I'd have said at least two more championships.
Yeah, at least two.
At least two. For
I
sure.
give them two.
At least
I can't say three, but I know they would have got two.
For sure.
They would have got four in a row for automatic.
Automatic. Yeah. They should have beat Detroit. They could have beat Detroit.
They would have beat Detroit.
Yeah, for sure. And my other one is D. Will. This probably would have been D. Wills. I might be stealing it.
You might be.
But I wonder what would have happened if marijuana was actually legal everywhere and
give it a minute.
Like I really want to know what the country would be like if it was legal in all 50 states.
So high.
10 or 15 more years.
Hey, you know what it would be? It'll be the jails would be less populated.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. See, I want to see that, like, because a whole bunch of people are in jail for, like, weed. Like, really?
You got to understand, it's like, I heard a statistic the other day. It's like 76% of people locked up are for nonviolent crimes.
See, that don't make no sense at all.
Wow.
That makes no sense to
me. It's for drug-related and
domestic
stuff like that. Nonviolent
crime. I did not know that.
Yeah. Yep.
SRT show, learn. Yes,
good crew. That
get
was
knowledge.
Good. That was good, Tiff.
Appreciate that.
A gram of crack get you 10 years, baby.
Wow.
10
years?
Automatic.
I didn't
auto
even know that.
1 gram of crack cocaine. Like, you can have a gram of cocaine and get off. You got 1 gram of crack, 10 years automatic.
Made 10 years more.
Yeah.
Wow.
They did that like 80.
Yeah, back when. Yeah, like 87 or something when they started that Say No to Drugs campaign.
Wow.
The
wow. Yeah, that's serious.
All right, Hancock. All right, let's
Hancock.
Roll.
We getting short of time, so let's make it quick if we can.
I wonder what would have happened if Ray Allen wouldn't have hit that three.
Because he would have lost.
where would lost. They? Do they stay together if he don't hit that shot?
Nope. They blowing up the whole team.
Yeah, they getting rid of Bosh.
They blowing up the whole
that's
team.
That's a good one.
That was a good one for sure. Because, if he would have missed, that would have been over.
Never thought about that one like that.
Another good one.
Yeah.
What else you got, Hancock?
If I'd have been a foot taller.
Starting for the point guard of the Lakers.
That is. My man. All right, D-Will.
All right, my sports related is I wonder what would have happened if Portland would have took Kevin Durant and not Greg Oden.
Wow.
Good. Boom. That's where good. Would Kevin Durant
They would have won a championship, I think.
Would they have a championship already?
I think they would have.
I think
we debated
when Roy was on the team.
Yeah Brandon, yeah, Roy. Yeah.
They would have won a championship, yeah. I think, already.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wanted KD, I told
you. Yep. And my other one is, well, of course, y'all know how I roll. I wonder what would have happened if I would have never smoked weed for the first time.
You would be so much intelligent right now.
I don't think I'd be the person I am today.
I don't think you'd be as cool. I think you'd be kind of a square.
I'd probably be uptight.
Turtleneck,
man.
In the summertime.
Yeah, I'll be a square.
That's it. Hey, I appreciate that, man. We got one email bag. We got to get ready to go, but this is the interesting question. We got to get this question out.
All right.
And we can go around the table real quick and see what the answers are. But this is a question from Greg in Clarkston.
Greg.
What's up, Greg?
If LeBron James was on the Bulls team back in the day, would he have won 6 rings like Mike?
Only thing we changing is Michael and LeBron?
Michael and LeBron.
Hell
yes,
yeah.
Of course.
That's easy.
Of course. If we just swapping out the two, yeah.
You got Phil and Scotty. LeBron.
With the freak of nature.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Go ahead. Let's break it down.
No, the thing I'm thinking about is Mike made Scotty become what he was.
LeBron would have made him, too.
LeBron's
better at that than Michael was. He's better than Mike.
No.
Mike didn't make people better.
No, he made Scotty become
the beast that he became.
He wasn't that way. I'm telling you. I don't know if LeBron could have brought that out of
Scotty. Mike was a bully.
That's what I'm saying.
He scared folks.
He did.
He punching folks.
I think LeBron would have got at least 2 to 3 rings. I don't know about six.
He would have got.
Would he have gotten six?
Yes.
I don't know if he could have drove that team to be what they are.
That's why I said I'd give him 3, maybe 2.
You know why I think
but
so?
But he still put him in crazy status.
He plays a different role than Michael. You got to understand. If LeBron's on that team, he makes Scotty better. He makes Scotty. Because you got to understand, Scotty Pippen pushed Jordan to be who he was. Jordan wasn't riding like that until Scotty got there.
What happens to LeBron when he has to go through the bad boys and get beat up like that?
Y'all had a good talk last week. I wish I had been here on that one. If you go, y'all just sometime go back and look at basketball back in the 80s.
It was physical.
This was my argument when LeBron first got in the league. The way he goes through the lane and people move out his way. If he did that with Patrick Ewing, he would be knocked out.
They would knock him out all the time. Devil's advocate. Name one person in those days that was LeBron James. You're not hitting LeBron James like that in the
first game.
Bill Laimbeer wouldn't care
Dennis
who he
Rodman,
was.
Hey, don't give a damn.
Dennis Rodman, Bill Laimbeer.
They would knock him out.
Man, we talking two
teams. They would knock him out.
He's bigger than Bill Laimbeer.
We're not talking about
Rick Mahorn would have put him on his butt.
They did not care.
That's what we're talking about.
No. We talking about the mentality that makes you come from it.
And you didn't get kicked out the game.
Exactly.
There was no clothesline and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Anthony Mason was clotheslining folks. He didn't care.
Hold on. How many times Michael Jordan got clothesline?
At the beginning, he did. How many championships he had?
When they stopped hitting Michael Jordan, that's when he started winning.
Exactly. They stopped hitting him because the rules.
So how do you figure LeBron James don't do that?
Because if LeBron was playing then, he would have got knocked on his butt.
And
people move out of his way these days.
And they moved out of Jordan's way. They moved out of Jordan's way.
I see what you're trying to say, too. I can see it both ways, but I agree with Steve. I don't think he would have got 6 because I'm telling you, the league protected Mike. They knew he was an investment.
Right.
I don't know LeBron would have been that same investment like
they
Mike was. Mike made people
love
NBA.
They protect LeBron
man.
Today.
I understand that, but I'm telling you, Mike changed the game of basketball to a hip-hop game, and urban kids loved it.
Right.
White kids loved it.
Man, Michael Jordan didn't get hit. I'm sorry.
Yes, at the beginning he did.
And what did he win? We're talking about when Michael Jordan won.
Okay, when
that's
he won.
The argument.
I agree.
That's why he started winning because you couldn't breathe on him.
Right, but then, it was a Jordan what we're talking about.
Thank
it was
you.
A Jordan but what we're talking about is if you put LeBron in the same situation.
That's proving my point.
But hold on, listen to what I'm saying. if you put LeBron again, would he have mentally got through that? If the bad boys beat him up just like they did Mike,
I agree with Horace.
And I'm changing my answer. I was agreeing with D. Will first,
but the rules changed to protect Mike.
I agree. Because David Stern
said that
he's out of
business. Okay, so I'm confused on what y'all saying then, because you're saying the same thing. You're saying two different things.
No, I'm asking you this.
If you
mentally, could LeBron withstand, not physically, because we know he's bigger, but mentally, can he do that?
He's a crybaby. He's a mental crybaby. Are you kidding me? He cries when he gets touched.
Who's the two-time defending champion now?
The rules not the same.
The rules, listen,
that's what y'all arguing about Jordan. You just said he didn't get hit when he started winning.
So you said he didn't get hit.
He didn't.
I said they changed the rules so he can't get hit
just said they protected their investment.
That he was an investment.
Jordan did not get clotheslined.
Listen, hold on.
Time out. Jordan did not get clotheslined like Kurt Rambis did by Bill Laimbeer. That never happened to Jordan. If somebody did that to Jordan, he was punching you.
The reason why Jordan didn't win against the Pistons. Because he got hit.
He wasn't ready. He wasn't ready.
His ass got beat up.
Listen, he got beat up.
I got to give credit.
He got beat up.
Hold on. Only thing we got to do is go back to his archive. Go back and look at it.
They played physical with him. I totally disagree.
They mugged him, boy.
I'm going to tell you something. Seriously.
When he won.
They wasn't called the bad boys for no reason.
Yeah, he did.
He got hit when he won?
Hold on. But this is my whole point, though. This is my thing.
Hold on. Before you go, the reason that they stopped doing and stopped hitting him, Magic got old, Bird got old, Isaiah and them got old, they needed a star. He became the boy of the league, don't touch him. And he was able to get to the lane, dunk on people, do all he did.
They wouldn't have did that for LeBron? Then. That wouldn't have been LeBron. Is that not LeBron today?
But what I'm saying is, okay, that's one part. But now you got to win.
With Phil and Pippen, he's winning.
He's winning with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh.
But with the way the game, Wade
more of a dog than he.
Yeah.
Than Scottie Pippen?
Than LeBron.
Than LeBron.
Oh, and what that got to do with anything?
Because that's what I'm saying. The mentality.
Who wins those championships?
What I'm saying is his mentality, he didn't have to change Dwayne Wade. He would have had to get Scottie on a level to where Scottie would
come
up and play.
Because when Micah retired, Scottie was the man, and they did not win.
Can I say this, and this might sum up everything?
Okay.
What Micah did to players around him, LeBron ain't done.
Hold on.
Let me finish, though.
Go ahead.
What Mike did was put fear in his teammates.
And I'm telling you,
Kobe didn't even do that either.
No, he didn't.
Kobe didn't do it. Right. LeBron didn't do it. Well, Mike is still alone by himself. Exactly. He scared their ass.
Yes, yeah, he did that. But
when you can come to the bitch and say, hey, miss another shot and see where your ass going to be working next week.
Hey,
LeBron would never say that
to another player. You know who else
did that? Who?
Kevin Garnett. And how many championships he got? He made Big Baby cry on the bench.
But he didn't have no players around him.
All right, let me sum this up right here.
We coddle Michael too much, man.
Let me sum this
man,
up.
Well, I mean,
this
much.
Ain't gonna coddle him right here. Now watch this. I don't think LeBron would have won six rings if he was replacing Mike. And I don't think Mike wins six rings in this era of the social media.
Well, you just said something.
So my thing is, it's all about the timing of when you play this basketball game.
Yes, sir.
So
how many you think he would have won?
He probably wouldn't have won, but three.
I said 3-2. I think he went 2-3.
So if y'all say that, I know I'm twisting it a little bit, but if y'all say that, Kobe Bryant got five in this era. So is Kobe better than Michael? Is what you're saying?
Well, we'll talk about that next week.
That's a whole nother story.
Exactly.
That's a whole nother show, baby.
But I like that, though. I like that because
he had Phil.
Kobe has the mentality that tells you, I can play with Mike, and I can play in the social media era as well. So that's a good point. But we got to get up out of here. SRT show. We had almost an hour and 30 minutes. But we so had fun tonight.
We hot, boy.
Absolutely. Want to give a shout out to Reva. She said, hello, everybody.
What's up, Reva?
Hey, Reva.
She cannot wait to hear the show in the morning.
That's what's up, Reva.
I need some ribs, Reva.
Miss you, Reva. We're coming to see you soon.
Fried corn.
And I got to give a shout out to my homegirl, Stacey Webb, out in Eagles. something Eagles Texas.
Eagles, Texas? I thought you said Eagles.
What
landed.
Up, Stacey?
I
did too. But what's up, Stacey?
What's up, Stacey?
She doing her thing. See y'all were listening. Actually, she got her uncles listening to the show in Memphis. So
uh-oh. What's up, M-Town, baby? M-Town. First 48. First 48.
Exactly. D Will, what's your shout out?
Hey, 334, baby. Cloud 9, we out you.
Hey, shout out to my man Eric G. He had a message for the Jewel of Sports. He said he was the man on aisle six, baby. he told me to tell you that you'd have missed out because you'd have been speaking in tongues.
That's what's up.
You know what's funny? He been on my Facebook page, and I was about to shout him out, too.
Walmart Pippin. Walmart Pippin. Go ahead, Jen. What you got for the shout
out? I want to shout out Eric G, too. But I also want to shout out my number one groupie, Mr. Big D Holland. My number one fan, Mr. Paul Too Tall. The homie Tory Banks, have fun on the cruise with you, homie. And everybody that has liked and interacted with the SRT crew on our Facebook page. We appreciate the love.
Shout out. Yep. Shout out for Slick Money getting a new Facebook account. Twitter account. I'm getting face page. I'm getting everything. But guess what, though? On a serious tip, God is good.
Yes. All the time.
All the time.
Right.
One for God, one none of us be here.
He right upstairs watching over.
That was my shout out.
Are you going to get your Twitter handle, though?
I don't even know it.
What you think it is?
ATL Slick Money.
There you go.
That's what's up. Hey, but give a shout out to someone. Get him in church. Get a church home. They call me Reverend Lowdown, and I can tell you, preach the word. Shouts out to everybody. We love you. To all the people that's long distance, keep trying.
Keep trying.
Keep trying. Hey, man, I love this crew. Y'all are all the same. I wish we could do this for two or three more hours.
Yes, sir.
SRT crew, don't get offended, but we'll be at the Cheetah tomorrow on Spring Street, baby. The SRT, if you want to come down there and meet us, we'll be down there watching the basketball games.
I ain't watching no damn games.
For real?
It'll be a little shoe modeling going on.
Be a little shoe modeling going on, so we'll be down there tomorrow doing our thing. But, again, thanks for tuning in. This your main man, HM Thrizzle. Big hole from Bankhead. So we about to hit it.
Boogie. I'm headed home, baby.
The Jewel of Sports is leaving the building.
Slick Money. Peace out. See y'all soon.
Bama.
And once again, thanks for tuning in to SRT episode 29. BC, I love you, baby. Thanks for looking out. SRT, we out.
See ya.
Peace.
God is good.